Eight men indicted in complex conspiracy to attack White House UFC event. Texas border business, U.S. Department of Justice. A total of eight defendants now face federal charges related to the alleged plot to carry out an attack to kill government officials and others attending the Ultimate Fighting Championship, UFC, Freedom 250 event held at the White House on June 14. All eight men were charged together in a two-count indictment returned in Columbus. The indictment stems from an initial investigation and criminal complaint filed in the Southern District of Ohio against Tyson C. Proper 19, of Danville, Ohio. Proper and four others charged federally by criminal complaint in Missouri, Nebraska, and California were arrested the weekend of the UFC event. Two more defendants were charged by criminal complaint and arrested by the FBI approximately 1 week later in Washington and Missouri. This week, an eighth defendant, Chandler D. Skaggs, 21, of Chapmanville, West Virginia, was taken into custody in West Virginia. Skaggs was allegedly assigned to be one of the snipers in the plotted attack. An affidavit details that Skaggs was to be picked up by Proper to travel to Washington, D.C. Skaggs and others lost contact with Proper upon Proper's arrest, but Skaggs allegedly indicated to the group that he was still willing to participate in the attack and made new plans for another co-conspirator to pick him up to travel to the UFC Freedom 250 event. A full list of those charged in the indictment includes: the indictment charges all eight men in two conspiracies: conspiracy to provide material support to terrorists and conspiracy to commit murder on federal government territory and to murder a federal government official. The indictment replaces the initial charges filed in criminal complaints in various districts across the country. According to the indictment, starting in May 2026, the defendants conspired to provide material support and resources to terrorists in the form of money, firearms, ammunition, body armor, explosives, drones, medical equipment, communication equipment, personnel, and other services. The eight men allegedly participated in online chat groups and forums on Signal, Simplex, Discord, TikTok, and Instagram. Throughout these communications, they allegedly developed plans for attacks, recruited members, and encouraged each other to prepare for attacks, including the attack on UFC Freedom 250. The indictment details that, as part of their conspiracy, the defendants created a tier system to classify participants. Tier 1 conspirators allegedly committed to put themselves in harm's sick way, break the law, and potentially go into hiding. Besides amassing weapons, ammunition, tactical gear, and other supplies, the defendants also allegedly engaged in marksmanship and combat training, agreed on targets for the UFC Freedom 250 event, and created operational plans to commit the attack and escape after the attack. Count 2 of the indictment charges a second conspiracy, namely, conspiracy to commit murder on federal government territory and to murder a federal government official. As part of this conspiracy, the defendants allegedly planned to murder the President of the United States, Vice President of the United States, other federal officials, the Prime Minister of Israel, Elon Musk, and other high-value targets at UFC Freedom 250. Conspiring to provide material support to terrorists is punishable by up to 15 years of imprisonment. Conspiring to commit murder carries a potential penalty of up to life in prison. U.S. Attorney Dominic S. Geraci II for the Southern District of Ohio, Assistant Attorney General for the Department of Justice National Security Division John A. Eisenberg, Acting Assistant Director Colt Markovsky of the FBI's Counterterrorism Division, FBI Cincinnati Division Special Agent in Charge Jason Cromartie, U.S. Secret Service Special Agent in Charge Jason Reese, Knox County Sheriff Daniel J. Weckisser, Danville Police Chief Monty L. Vance, and Columbus Police Chief Elaine Bryant announced the indictment. The U.S. Attorney's Offices for the District of Nebraska, Western District of Missouri, Central District of California, and Western District of Washington, as well as law enforcement partners in those jurisdictions, investigated and charged the previous related criminal complaints. Assistant United States Attorneys Damoun Delaviz and David J. Twombly and Department of Justice National Security Trial Attorney James Donnelly are representing the United States in this case. An indictment merely contains allegations. All defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. Updated July 9, 2026.